Rabbi Eliezer, when Rabbi Eliezer says, Yochel, I would have thought to say, that Dochel Kuzovin and Mitzaroyim, V'nichnasu liyazora b'Pesach haba b'tumah. Let's say on Erev Pesach, when they brought a Korban Pesach, let's say Rova v'tzibur is Tomei Meis, that the locher is, Tum is Dochel b'tzibur, that the latter bring the Korban even though the Tomei Meisim. So Tomei Meisim was allowed to come into the Yazora. So let's say while the Tomei Meisim came in, who adin, a Zav or a Mitzar also came into the Yazora. So Yochel, I would have thought to say, Chayov, maybe they're Chayiv for coming into the Mikdash when they're Tomei. This Rabbi Lezer holds no Tam Loim, where the Pasuk says, Tam Loim, it says, Vayishalchu min hamachne, kol tzeruah v'chol zov v'chol tomu l'nefesh. That's when you have to send them out of the machne. So the Deek is like this, Bishor she'tzimei yemeisa mishtalchim, on the normal times, when a Tomei Meis has to be outside of the base of Mikdash, then zovinu mitzeruah mishtalchim. Then there's the Yisra saying, allow for them to be inside the base of Mikdash. But what's going to be here on Erev Pesach, when the korban is brought for tumah, when tamei meisim have had to come into the azara, is so ain't tamei meisim mishtalchim, the tamei meisim are not sent away. Is who adin ain't zovin and mitzrayim mishtalchim? Who adin the zovin and mitzrayim are also not mishtalech. So kiss you see according to Rav Lezer, he's makel by the shluach of zovin and mitzrayim. So Mel is shayach to say according to Rav Lezer, who adin b'shas silik masoyis. When they took down the Mishkan, at that time the Machna did not have that much Kedusha, so according to Rabbi Lezer, there would be no mitzvah of Shiluach, the Mitzaroyim and the Zorim, they could come in. And that's what I said before, no, that even Mishas Silik Masoyis, there is the mitzvah to send out the Zorim and the Mitzaroyim, that's going according to Rabbanan Shita. That they hold even though Tumei and Mesim could come into the Azara, but still Zorim and Mitzaroyim cannot come in, then more Machna. So Kitz says, Tom the Machloikis, Rabbi Lezer and the Rabbanan. So Rashi says a little bit better. Rashi says that Pshat according to Rabbi Lezer is here also. The Bishas Huglu Peroiches is also no mechitz of Tamei Mason. The Tamei Mason will let it come in, but since the Tamei Mason will let it come in, who adin Azovin and Mitzrayim also muta to come into the machnas then. But according to Rabbanu, no, even Bishas Silik Masoyes, even though Tamei Mason will muta, but I call upon them the Azovin and Mitzrayim, they had to stay outside. Now the Mishnah says, Achas shtei halechem, v'yachas lechem aponim. Both the shtei halechem is brought on Shavuos, and both the lechem aponim is brought every Shabbos, lishoson v'yarichoson bachutz. You're allowed to knead the dough and form the chalitz outside the Azara. But v'afiyosom b'fnim, the baking of the lechems has to be done inside the Azara itself. And the einam derchen es a Shabbos. It's not derchen Shabbos. You cannot do this on Shabbos. You have to bake it before Shabbos. The baking of the lechems have to be done on Erev Shabbos. Reb Yudah says, kol ma'isayim befunim. No, everything has to be done inside. The aricha, the leap, the knee, and all has to. Reb Shimon says, no. Le'yolam hevi rogulam. He was always ruggle, used to say, that it's up to you, you have your choice. That shtei halechem alechem aponim ksheres biyazara or ksheres bebeis pagi. You could do the whole thing outside, you could do the whole thing inside. It's kosher to do it inside the yazara, it's kosher to do it outside by the beis pagi. Rashi says it means b'chol Yerushalayim. To kosavra for yosem nami bachutz. The Bishimon knows even the baking of the lechem aponim and shtei alechem could be done bachutz. So Gemara will explain what the machlokes is talian. Samara says, the Chura Gufa Kasha is the Kasha in the Mishnah itself. Amarta first, you tell me, Lishosan v'yarichosan bachutz, that a Tanakama holds, you allow to knead and form both the Shtei Lechem and Lechem upon him outside the Azarti, that Midas Yovesh Lenis Kachu. Like even the first, you had to measure off the Yisur and the flour. And the Chura, you measured it off in a measuring cup of the Midas Yovesh. So Chura, how come the flour did not receive Kedushas Aguf? They said, Ma, you have to say our Tana holds that Midas Yovish was Lenis Kanshu and had no Kedusha. Therefore, what goes inside it is also not Kodesh. Therefore, you're allowed to still use it outside. You could still knead it and form it outside. There's no Psul Yaitzeh because the Midah, the measuring cup, was not Mekadesh the flour. Now, the Afiyosim, if the Tanakama says that, but you have to bake it inside the Azara. The baking of the Tanner has to be inside. Why, Lechura? Al-Machor, the reason is, we see from there, that Midas Yovish wasn't, isn't this Kacha. And the reason why you have to bake it inside is because since the flour was inside the measuring cup, and the measuring cup was Mekadeshit, it has a Kedusha Saguf on it, so there'll be a Psul Yaitzei, Skorot Sestira. If it has a Kedusha from the measuring cup, says, so how could you take it outside to form it or to knead it? The Chur, then even the Aricha, everything should be done inside. Like the Chur, like Reb Yehuda holds, that Kol Ma'aseim Befanim. So what's trying to in the Tanakama that the Aricha and the Lisha could be done machutz? And so the Afir has to be done Befanim. What's the Pshat in the Tanakama? All right, turn over. We'll continue on the other side. The more so like this. Omar Rabba, Rabba says that Omar Rabba, that Hiksha Odom Kosher, Shul Kosher Kabazel, that a strong person, as strong as metal, asked this question. Omar Rosh Hashis. And it was Rosh Hashis. But now Rabba says to Rabba that my Kasha, what's the big question over here? Duma may be like this. Maybe the Shach and our missionary is the true. Isorin Le Mekadish. The measuring cup itself that you measured off Isorin, the flour, was not in his Kaddish. Therefore, the flour does not have a Kedusha Saguf. Therefore, you're allowed to knead it and form it outside the Azara. But Tano Mekadish, it could be that when you put it into the oven and when you bake it in the oven is a Klisharis. The oven is Mekadish Delechem. Therefore, the Tanakam holds the Yafiya has to be done with Nim, because if you do it outside, there'll be a Psul Yetzi on it. So, what's the Bikash on the Tanakama? Samar says true. El Ravi E Kasha, if you have a question, Ho Kasha, this should be the question. That it says what the Tanakhama holds, V'yafi yosin bifnim, that the baking of the lechem has to be done inside. Alma, what do you see? Tana Mekadesh, that the Tana is Mekadeshit. Therefore, the Yafi has to be done inside. And V'yain Doicha the Shabbos, it's not Doicha the Shabbos, the Tanakhama says. So therefore, Lukuru, when do you have to bake it? You have to bake it Friday. If Shavuos comes out on Shabbos, you have to bake it Friday. Or then every lechem upon him has to be baked on Friday. So the question is, if the Tanner is Mekadosh, it has a Kedusha Saguf, and you're only going to use it first the next day on Shabbos, and so it's the Labelina, it should become a Psul. You leave it overnight, Friday night, Shabbos for night, leave it overnight. By the time you use it the next day, there should be a Psulina on it. If you have to bake it every Shabbos, and the Tanner is Mekadosh, so if you first use it on Shabbos, there'll be a Psulina. So on this, the Gemara says, "Oh my Rava, that Hiksha Adam Kosher Shur Kosher Kabazel, a strong person, as strong as iron." Yes, this question is a very big question. Omani, who was it, Rosh Hashis? And on this, no, Amar Rashi says back, "My Kusher, what's the big Kasher of Rosh Hashis? Dilma, maybe my Bifnim, but Mokum's reason. You know what the Tanakhama says, that you have to bake it Bifnim inside. Maybe there's not Mamishmin inside the Azor, as if they say that the Tanner is Mekadeshit, but rather, it's only the Mokum's reason, it has to be done in a place where the Azor, they're very careful to make sure it does not become Chometz. That's all it means to say. But Mokum with the Kahanim are. Rashi says, V'lei bi Azor Mamish, not Mamish in the Azor, Ela Bachut Yofo Kahanim's reason, Shlo Yachmetz. So therefore, it's not Doich HaShabbos, you can bake it on Erev Shabbos, and does not have Kedusha Saguf yet, and therefore there's no Psul Yetzei. The Gemara says, "V'hod Ravashi, Ravashi's teretz Berusi is a mistake. It's not a good teretz. Why? Because Manushach. In other words, let's see. I afiya b'nim. The reason, if you tell me now, b'shas you bake it. What it means, b'fnim, just means b'mokum's reason l'kana mavir to watch the shnaf become chometz. If so, then lisha v'aricha nami b'nim's reason. The chorua din b'shas you need it or form it also. You have to be careful. It shouldn't become chometz." Tavad, it should have been Bifnim also, but doesn't really mean Bifnim. All the Mishnah means, it just means Be'inim's reason, Kanam have to be around there. So even Bishas, you need it, also you have to have Kanam around there. Ve'elamai v'ilisha v'aricha lo'i Be'inim's reason. Elamai, it does not badafka have to be done in a place where there is reason with Kanam, like whoever does it is also careful enough to make sure it doesn't become Chometz. If so, then afiyanami lo'i Be'inim's reason. Then who are then Bishas, when you bake it also does not have to be done around Kanam. Whoever's Isaac in it is also careful to make sure it doesn't become chometz. Therefore, there shouldn't be an afkamina why dafka the afi has to be done with nim and not the lisha v'aricha. Elamai lechutz mashma clearly that yes, the afi has to be done inside the azara and not the aricha. That's the question. If the afi is mekadeshit, then how could you say it's not Doicha Shabbos? If you bake it on Friday, there should be a psul lino to use it on Shabbos. So Moritz says, oh, the Ravashi Brusi. Ravashi Teretz is a mistake. That's not a good Teretz. And Tosafot says, what you have to enter is, V'tavra Misha Shonazu L'Shonazu V'Nechlem. The two things are a stira together. And whoever says, Taka, that's not Doicha Shabbos, does not hold that the Tanner has to be done Bifnim, has to be Mekadeshit. And if you hold it has to be done Bifnim, that the Tanner is Mekadeshit, then you, it comes out on Shabbos, you have a heter to bake it on Shabbos, Bechruch. Because otherwise, there'll be a psulina. Senechonami, that we say here, it's not Doicha Shabbos, and that it's done, and that the Arfiyah should be done in the Pnim, that's the stira, that's Tavra, can't be together. Can't hold both halachas. Then the Mishnah says, Reb Yudhuayna, call my same Pnim. Who does know everything has to be done inside? Both the Lisha and the Arfiyah. So Amar Rabbi Avua Bar Kana, Ushnei Mikrecha Dorsha. Both of them dash in one pasuk. It says a pasuk in Shmuel Avla says V'uderech Choil. Again, the pasuk says V'uderech Choil was a normal manner. The Aski Ayim Yiktash Bekli. Even though today it became Kodesh in a Kli. So Mora says that Ashkechinu. That Yehuda again Mora says. The holds b'chol ashkechinu. They found it b'chol in the weekday. The kofle, they baked in the weekday. Is omlu v'setim derechol kafisalei? Did you bake it chol? Avki ayoy mikadosh b'kli isalei belino. So Rashi says it means that David HaMelech found them on Erev Shabbos. B'chol means derech Shabbos shechinu David lekanim the kofle. The kanim were baking on Friday. So derechol kafis kloimar b'chol kafisalei b'tmiya. Atke yoy mekadosh b'kli hatan of yisle lemachob lino al matan mekadosh v'doicha Shabbos. In other words, David HaMelech was asking them a question: how come you bake it today on Friday? The chur, if you bake it today, the tan is going to be mekadoshit and it'll have a psul lino. So therefore, you rather should be doicha Shabbos, bake it on Shabbos. So that's the raya to say that the taner is mekadoshit and you're supposed to do it inside lefanim. That's a beauty shita that called my same as done with him. Rabbi Shimon Sava, no. Rabbi Shimon, the Mishnah that says everything could be done outside. Rabbi Shimon Sava, b'Shabbos Ashkechinu. The Kofulei, David HaMelech found him on Shabbos baking the lechem upon him. Omulhu, le'derechol b'Yisalem Evdu. How come you're baking it on Shabbos? Why didn't you bake it yesterday on Friday? Midi Tana Mekadosh, that is it the Tana that's Mekadosh the Lechem? No. Shulchanu the Mekadosh. It's the Shulchan that was Mekadosh the Lechem. So that's Rabbi Shimon Shit that holds that the Tana was not Mekadosh the Lechem. Therefore, the Tana could be done outside the Azari. You could bake it even on Friday because there's no psul, Lina, does not become Kaddish till you put it on the Shulchan tomorrow. That's the Machlokes from Shimon and Yehuda. How did David answer them there? Did he allow to bake it on Friday or not? The Mora says, "Umi motzis amrit." Is it possible to say, "Umi motzis amrit"? To be shas afriyas kechinu that David and Melech found them when they were baking. I will ksiv. The pasuk right after that says, it says right away that vayitain loy hakoyin kodesh. Why? Kilo hoyu shom lechem ki im lechem haponim hamusom lefnei Hashem. That there was nothing there, only the lechem haponim that was put in front of Hashem. So when this pasuk is mashma, it was all baked already. When David came and asked him for lechem, it was baked already. So Moritz says like this: Ela rather, my derech de kamu. What does it mean? Is a normal manner that he asked him. It was like this: that halki kamu lei. This is what the Kanam answered back to David when David was running away from Shaul, so he had nothing to eat, and he asked him for some food. So he answered him back and said, lekol lechem kim lechem aponim hamusom of Hashem. We have no bread that's chol here. We only have the lechem upon him, it's put down with me Hashem. Omalu, the David said back to him, like this, loy mi boy hai, not only give me from this lechem upon him now, techiv the nok loy mi milo, since there's no more yisamilo, since there's hutta for these lechem upon him, to be eaten by the kahanim, whatever it's mutta for the kahanim, there's no yisamilo on it, kiv on the nok loy mi milo, derecholu, therefore, give it to me, let me eat it also. El afilo heich nami, tahayom yikadosh b'kli, even the one that you're mekadosh in the kli today. that doesn't have a hetzer for the condom tidus yet, that has a kedusha of a gufa on them, hopefully, the leichel, still you could give it to me tidus, even though there is an ister miller on it, still David said you'll have to give it to me to let me eat from it.